Hey guys, been a little bit. I want to put out another one of these, talk about a couple things. You're probably going to hear a lot of notifications going off because, well, it's re-signing week and things are blowing up. I'm just taking a minute and doing this on my phone, and I got to be able to respond to these things. This could be the most unprofessional locker room talk I've done. Anyway, taking a little break from getting abused by our owner Charles Doherty and our GM Dave Axis. Those guys think they're funny. They're really not. They're just cruel, terrible human beings for putting me through that. I'm kidding, but I'll tell you what, I think we fight more about signings and re-signings and all of that stuff than we ever did about coaching and doing the playbook and all that stuff during the season. That's a lot of, I think that animation is a waste of cap space. I don't want it. What? No, that's a good one. No, it's terrible. I don't want it. What about this one? No, that's, God, what's wrong with you? Anyway, I'm just giving you a brief snapshot of what it's like behind the scenes trying to run a franchise. And all credit to Dave and Charles. I'm just a schmuck that doesn't like to do math, and so they're doing the hard stuff. They're probably annoyed with me for fighting them on all their great, air quotes, ideas. Also, next up, I want to commend all of you for how you have handled a difficult season. In 20 years of coaching high school football, I was only part of two losing seasons, maybe three. I keep trying to remember, but I feel like that one we went on a run and ended up 5-4. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We had one season that was 1-9. I think in a format like this, where you have at least when you're actually playing a game or coaching a game, you have more control. This, it's hard to just sit there and watch. And yet, you guys have been fantastic all season long, and that says something about your character and about the people you are, and it's pretty awesome to watch. And you're all great prospects for the next level. For that reason alone, all the other things you bring to the table, that's an important one. I've seen teams that were winning, that were successful, that were in the hunt, have all kinds of stupid bickering and infighting and all kinds of stuff in the locker room. You guys don't do any of that. You deserve kudos for it. A couple of things to talk about that made me want to do this. If you have not already, and I did put a notification in the locker room earlier, if you have not already, I would go to League Alerts and find the rule changes for this season. There are some of them that are rather significant. I will say overall, there's a couple things I didn't like. But overall, it's a great step in the right direction, and not just a step, it's a good move in the right direction in a lot of areas. It's fantastic. And even the things that I don't necessarily like, the league had to do something, and, you know, at least they acknowledge that and they're trying. There's some things that are not completely clear, so you're going to want to get clarification. Some of the things about changing positions, things like that, they matter a lot. So, you know, just familiarize yourself with those rules. If you have questions, reach out to the deputy commissioner or Cam or somebody, and or me. I'll try to find, or one of the other staff, we'll try to find the answer. If we don't know it, we're happy to help. That's what we're always here for. So definitely do that. I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that you're going to see coming up into the draft. One thing to note that a lot of teams are going to try, well, every team is going to try and give you all of the value that you have earned in your time in the minors. You've been progressing, you've been doing all that stuff. They're going to try to do all of that they can. Some teams make decisions on who they pick based on that. I'm sure they look at two different guys, all other things being equal. They go, well, this one's got lower value and can fit under the cap without having to tweak his contract, so we'll take that guy. I'm sure that some teams make that move. Some teams probably don't, and when you get drafted, it's like, this is what we can afford, take it or leave it. So keep that in mind. With that, with contracts, with talking about value, I did, and I've talked about this a little bit in other areas, I did one of these last season. It wasn't a locker room talk, although I did do that, but I did a show. I did it with my buddy Doug Day, and I think the title of it is Don't Fear the Copper. Now, rules were a little bit different at that point. We talk about some things that are no longer relevant, supplemental positions, secondary positions, things like that. Those are no longer relevant, but the overall tone is still relevant. If you haven't heard it and want to, I don't like the way Anchor's set up. You'll have to go to Anchor and scroll down until you find it. It's called Don't Fear the Copper or something like that. Or that's like a subheading on it. I don't know. Anyway, the point being that for a lot of people when they're drafted, I can't stress how much patience is kind of important in your SFL career. Now, you see guys come in as rookies and have big seasons, but the truth of the matter is that's a handful, and it's usually pretty rare. My first season as a linebacker was actually significantly better than this last season in terms of stats and everything, but it was just kind of circumstances. And I could tell my player was better this season as progression was starting to kick in. We're doing our off-season testing we've got our projected lineup. We know who we're looking at drafting. We know our free agent that we're signing, and we know pretty much the cap value. We're re-signing almost everybody. We've got all that plugged in so that I could do some testing and the other coaches could do some testing. I knew this intellectually. I knew that better developed progressions. Everybody had improved. Everybody was better. We were able to make adjustments in the offseason, do some things like that. I knew it was going to be better. I knew it was going to be easier to score, for example. We did okay last season, but we had a unique build. We had two contract wide receivers. Everybody else had three. Things like that. And we were building a foundation. We knew it was going to be a challenge. We did okay. This next season, we're going to have three contract wide receivers, and two of our wide receivers are, two of our wide receivers are, they've got like fully developed builds. They've been in the league. They've progressed enough that they're going to be really good. Our quarterback is starting out better than he started out last season. Our running back, all of that stuff, we're in a better position. And it is no exaggeration to say that our scoring should go up 10 to 14 points a game easily. I ran 10 different sims against 10 different teams, all kinds of levels. Sioux Falls, Fort Worth, who they didn't make the playoff, but they had a really good defense. Tulsa. I'm trying to remember all the teams that we had that we've got on the file. The point being, I ran 10 different sims against a variety of teams based on what they did on defense last season. 40 points a game easily. And it's not that I had some epiphany and I'm a better coach. It's not some magic. Whatever. It's just that our progressions have progressed so much, and we're that much better that we were almost scoring at will in a couple of those games. I had a couple of 50 burgers. I don't think I had a 50 point game in any sims last season. There's notification. It's been amazing. Now I'm not going to sit here and say it's going to be that easy in the regular season, because teams are going to be scouting us. They're going to catch on to our things. They're going to adjust. We'll have to adjust as well. The reason I'm talking about all of that to you is that we actually have players on our roster that have been in the league 2 seasons now. I'm one of them. And I'm just seeing the results, some of the results with my player, and we're seeing some of the results with a couple of our defensive line guys, one of them in particular that was pretty quiet last season. This is going to be his 3rd season, and looking at the projections for his progressions and all that stuff, it's a huge leap. That's why I say it takes some patience. And I want you to understand that somebody is going to have a huge rookie season. Somebody's going to land in a circumstance. They're going to have just the right build along with how the team uses them and just the luck of the AI and luck of the draw. They're going to have amazing seasons, and that's fantastic. But for a lot of us, just a season, just an average, productive, good for the team season is the best we can hope for. And so, yeah, it requires patience. And I just want to let you know that ahead of time. And I want to encourage you because it's kind of worth it. I haven't said anything to our team, to Lone Star, because I want them to be pleasantly surprised. But, you know, I'm hoping that first game we come out and we're dropping 40 points and holding the other team to 10. And everybody's like, whoa, what the heck? You know, and I could just sit there smugly smoking a cigar and saying, yeah, I knew it was coming. be patient, be persistent, and you're going to be in a great position. Another thing, if I haven't said it before, some folks might see it as a weakness. It does have, you know, and I can see why. One of the strengths, I believe, of our league is the one-year contracts. If you're in a circumstance that isn't working for you, hey, man, it's a season. You'll be out of it. You'll be able to get out of there, and you'll be able to go somewhere else. It's going to be harder and harder in the league. I think with the people coming in with our national insanity going on, and you know, we're having to look like another round of lockdowns and all that stuff. I hope, you know, we got a huge influx of teams last season. We had 7 rounds in the draft, and now they're projecting 3 with a 4th if necessary. We had a 3-round draft my first season in the league. So, you know, we've kind of gone back to normal, whatever that means, numbers. Could see a huge jump if we get what some people are advocating for. We could have another huge jump because everybody's got the time. You know, take your shot and get in and do what you can. It's going to be good, but something to keep in mind, something to think about. And you know, there's a spot for you. You'll find a spot. There's another notification. As you probably seen watching the games, that sometimes there's a really fine line between a win and a loss in this league. It's just a couple of things out of whack, and you know, it just doesn't go that well. Some of you are going to land on teams that aren't as successful maybe immediately, and maybe there's a process going. Maybe they're just not quite there yet from a coaching standpoint or whatnot or management standpoint. It will get better, I promise, if that's happening. I'm going to wrap up with that. There's no need to ramble on too long, but those were a couple of points I wanted to put out there to, like I said, to be patient, to persist and persevere, and you'll get where you want to be. And I'm going to end with that. So good luck and God bless, my friends.